The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
By now, we should all recognize that the impacts of climate change are far-reaching. And while climate change affects all sectors, more importantly, it affects human health. Climate change affects the air we breathe, the water we drink, as well as the food we eat. And all of us depend on these things to ensure good health. According to the World Health Organization, between 2030 and 2050, climate change is expected to cause approximately 250,000 additional deaths per year from malnutrition, malaria, diarrhea, and heat stress. Areas with weak health infrastructure, mostly in developing countries, will require help to be able to prepare and respond to the impacts. Today, Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Health Ministry, Dr. Sonia Copeland, tells us about the impacts of climate change on health here in Jamaica.
We want Jamaicans to take climate change seriously because it has implications for the non-communicable diseases. It has implications for food security as well. Because when we're having drought, it means that you're going to have failed crops or your yield from crops will be much less than what you expect. And this we can link now to if we're having serious food security issues, that is going to be affecting the nutrition of persons. We're saying to persons, eat more of what you grow. And if you're not getting sufficient amounts of these natural crops, it means that persons are going to be eating less favorable things to get their nutritional needs satisfied.
Non-communicable diseases, as we know, are those that cannot pass from person to person. Now, not only will our crops be affected in terms of us not having enough to feed everybody, but our fresh water supplies will also be impacted. With increased intensity of rainfall, flooding will occur, which will contaminate our fresh water supplies and increase the risk of waterborne diseases, especially when it is contaminated by sewage and/or animal waste. Let's be practical. Flooding also causes drowning and physical injuries, damage to homes, and it disrupts the supply of medical and health services. It will also create breeding grounds for disease-carrying insects such as mosquitoes, specifically the Aedes aegypti, which carries diseases such as chikungunya, dengue, and Zika. Another effect of climate change, rising temperatures, will also affect health.
We are worried about climate change because certainly with very small children and babies and elderly people, their heat tolerance is not like the rest of us. And therefore, it is possible to be hearing more about heat stroke and persons who are dehydrated. It's all related to health.
Just last month, approximately 2,500 persons in India died from a heat wave. This is as a result of a changing climate. Extreme high air temperatures also contribute directly to deaths from cardiovascular and respiratory disease due to an increase in the levels of pollen and other substances in the air that trigger an allergic reaction. All populations will be affected by climate change, but as a small developing state, we will be more vulnerable. Our children are also among the most vulnerable to the resulting health risks and will be exposed longer to the health consequences. The health effects are also expected to be more severe for elderly people and people with infirmities or pre-existing medical conditions. We all need to start playing our part to help reduce the amount of fossil fuels we burn so that our children's children will not be impacted as greatly by the effects of climate change.
Join us again next week on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we highlight the adaptation strategies to deal with the impacts of climate change on human health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.